City Hall. Built on the site of the 1763 Meeting House, Worcester's new City Hall opened in 1898. This grand, elaborately detailed Renaissance Revival-style building is a symbol of the city's wealth and industrial prosperity at the turn of the 20th century. Constructed of Milford pink granite, it was designed by the respected Boston architectural firm of Peabody and Stearns and built by nationally recognized Worcester building contractors, the Norcross Brothers. An expression of power and strength, the soaring clock tower was modeled after the Tower of Palazzo Vecchio, the city hall of Florence, Italy. Rising 205 feet in the air, it's topped off with a witch's cap at the skyline. At the grand entrance is a pair of gracefully curved staircases that lead to a covered balcony above, where in the days before radio and television, city officials stood to address the citizens. The building's imposing design includes round arch windows and doors and a profusion of carved classical details. Look up to find some symbolic lion's heads, a spread-winged eagle over the entrance, and a wreath of flowers and fruit at the base of the clock tower. Also, look for a heart in the center of a wreath, a reminder that Worcester is the heart of the Commonwealth, built at the height of the city's industrial success. City Hall is truly a palace for the people of Worcester. While standing back from the entrance to City Hall, look down and you'll find Worcester's smallest monument. Fixed in the pavement are a bronze star and a small bronze plaque. The star marks the spot where the Declaration of Independence was first publicly read in New England on July 14, 1776, when a special messenger paused for a refreshment in Worcester while carrying a copy of the Declaration from Philadelphia to Boston. The town's patriot newspaper man, Isaiah Thomas, obtained the document and read it aloud from the western porch of the meeting house. The meeting house was taken down in 1889, but the star serves as a reminder of this historic event.
To reach the next site, continue walking in front of City Hall, going straight ahead toward Franklin Street. After passing Second City Hall staircase, look for a tour marker on the iron fence to your left. Scan the QR tag on the marker to begin the Main Street segment of the tour.